This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Sunday night was the season finale of Westworld Season 2, airs on HBO, co-created and run by Jonah Nolan and his wife Lisa Joy. For those not familiar, Westworld is dystopian. It's a little high concept, but also very much of a type with a lot of what's on TV right now. Jonah Nolan got his start in movies. He did a chunk of the Batman franchise with his brother Christopher. Jonah, it's good to have you on.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So I know it's been over for you for a while, but is it a relief to have season two now out there and finally be done with it, I suppose?
It never quite feels over. it's great fun to finally share what we've been cooking up. We've got some very confused people, but I think overall we've got what seems like an audience that's happy and excited for where we're going in season three.
Well, it's interesting you say confused, because literally I was in our morning news meeting before I came in to talk to you, and they said, will you ask him what the hell happened in the finale?
I keep explaining this week to everybody that the first movie that I worked on with my brother was Backwards. So it feels like since then, everything has gotten marginally less simple. In fact, that movie isn't even Backwards. It's not quite Backwards.
Well, that's kind of the point, right? It's not quite Backwards. This finale was not quite confusing. It was a little bewildering, maybe. How much time do you spend, and I mean this in a logistical sense, keeping things straight? Because this is a complicated storyline.
It's a big storyline. It's a big ensemble world, which so many of the fantastic HBO shows are these omnibus ensembles with literally dozens of characters. We have a fantastic writing staff that Lisa and I collaborate with.
Lisa, your wife, we
and
should say.
That's right. Lisa, my wife and partner on the show. Fantastic team. And there's a lot of whiteboards. There's a lot of whiteboards involved.
Do you look at this in the doing as a movie that you're breaking up into, I don't even know how many episodes were in the season, 10, 12, 15, whatever it was?
I'm not sure I know either, Kyle.
Which is a little scary. But is it a big, long movie for you, or are you thinking in installments, I guess, is the question?
So the analogy for us with this, I mean, TV is radically changing.
Yeah.
And so you can kind of make a TV series into whatever you want. Certainly in the first season, we were moving pieces around to try to figure out how best to tell the story. In movie terms, you'd be taking events from real 23 and moving them to real 30 to make sure that it all tracks for the audience.
What does that even mean, real 23 to real 30?
So movie, so when I started
R-E-E-L, like the reel of the movie.
That's it.
Aha, okay,
yeah.
Sorry.
Each of them about 20 minutes, little cigarette burns that let the projectionist know the next one's coming in. And
right.
So in a film, you might move something from reel three to reel four. In a TV series like this one, we'd be moving scenes, moments throughout the 10-hour period, which creates challenges for our editors.
Let me get back to this moving things from reel 30 to reel 22 to back to reel 7 again. And I asked this question of Hiro Murai, the guy who does Atlanta with Donald Glover.
Yeah.
I asked him the other day whether he is worried about losing people, losing the audience, because there are so many moving parts and it's so confusing. And the same question applies to Westworld, I think. Do you worry about losing people as you make those creative decisions?
Yeah, without a doubt. My whole career is based on the premise that the audience, in many regards, was underestimated. That the prevailing mindset when I moved to Hollywood in 1998 was you had to dumb everything down. I mean, you can't imagine how many times you get that note.
Huh.
But you do have to be careful. One of the challenges we realized for us in the first season was we're not only asking people to keep track of a number of characters and a number of storylines and a number of timelines, but we're also asking them to step into a world whose rules are a little different. And when you add that to the mix, it means that you have to recalibrate how much you're putting into the audience's mind in any given moment. And we're constantly asking that question.
So as you sit here now with season two done and out, and I don't know where you are in the production process of season three, I imagine you're taking something of a breather, but how intently are you focused on, given the confusion about the finale with which we started, right? How intently are you focused on getting people back to solid ground where they can understand what's going on?
You know, our intention with every season was more analogous to the franchise film model. The way that we approached it on the Batman movies was you don't leave much on the table. You tell it all in one movie, and if you get the good fortune to go again, then you pick up and figure out what that movie is going to look like. Each movie, in other words, telling a complete story that hopefully opens the door to an interesting... That sounded like an inadvertent plug for the theme of the season, but it wasn't. opening a door to another season, but not requiring the audience to watch that. One of the most complimentary things I heard about the first season that made me very happy was people saying, I don't know if I need to see another season of that show. I mean, obviously you want people watching your show, but you also want them satisfied with what they've watched.
That's so interesting. Because if I were a creator, I'd be like, what do you mean you don't want to watch season two? You're killing me, man.
Well, that's where TV lived for 65 years. You want everyone to, you know, the entire history of the medium has been about keeping people tuned in.
Yeah.
I think we're in a different moment now. I think we're in a moment in which, obviously, it's important. More challenging than it ever has been with 500-plus shows on the air to reach people, to get them to come watch your show. But one of the beauties of working at a place like HBO is it's a slightly different model. So it's really about making sure that the audience is fascinated with what you're doing.
Jonah Nolan, Westworld. Season two is out there. Season three coming. When are we going to see season three? Or don't you get to decide that?
My wife and I are going to take our kids on vacation, and I'll have an answer for you when we get back.
All right. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kai. It was a pleasure.